Yesterday we were discussing the mitzvah in this past week's parasha of the Matnas Kahuna of Zro L'Chayayim and Keva, how the Shulchan Aruch says that according to the first sheet quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that applies even in Chutz Laretz, even Bizman Hazeh. Then the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeh Simen Samach Aleph quotes a second sheet there that some say that the mitzvah is not knowing in Chutz Laretz, v'chein nagu, and that's the practice that seems to be most popular, says the Shulchan Aruch. We cited yesterday from the crazy place of Yonasan Ibershitz that his son-in-law was makbid to give these matnas kuna of Zorl Chayayim v'keva, and we saw the Chubas Chassam Sofer also, that he himself used to give the Zorl Chayayim in the Keva to his brother-in-law, who was married to a Bas Kohen. So the Aruch HaShulchan said that I saw in my youth a Gadol Echad, who every Yom Tif would, upon shechting the behemoth for Yom Tif, also give the Zorl Chayayim the Keva to a Kohen. I saw cited as well in the Maaseh Rav, the Vilna Gaon was also knowing to be machmir for this mitzvah d'oraisa. We mentioned yesterday that the place of Yonasan Ibershitz suggests, he's bothered, how could it be that there are so many anshei maisa who are machmir bekama dikduke mitzvos v'chumros, and they're not machmir on this particular mitzvah, and he suggests maybe it's because we don't have a kohen miyuchas nowadays. We only have kohane chazakos. And I was asked yesterday, well, if that's the case, that we're makel according to the Bionis and Ibershitz on the mitzvah d'orais of Zorl Chayayim v'keva because we don't have kohanim miyuchasim, we only have kohanim chazakos. Well, what about Pidgin HaBen? Aren't we comfortable making a bracha, birchas hamitzvah, when we do the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen? And that's also with a kohen who's only a kohen chazaka, not a kohen miyuchas. So a fascinating ha'ara suggests in Sefer Pidgin HaBen Kilchaso, Gedalia Oberlander cites, that there are those that suggest that maybe it's for that reason that the Nusach HaBracha is Al Pidgin HaBen as opposed to Liftos HaBen. Liftos HaBen implies I am about to do the mitzvah right here, right now, which implies you have a Kohen who you know is certainly a Vadei Kohen, which we don't. Maybe that's why he quotes, some suggest that the Nusach HaBracha is Al Pidgin HaBen. It's more of a general bracha on the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen. Not that I know for certain that I am being mekayim it right now, because I don't, l'maisa, have a Kohen that I know is for certain a Kohen Meyuchas. But I came across a fascinating tshuva in Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Hei. Yaakov Emdin writes the following, also addressing the issue of Kohanim today not being Kohanim Yuchasim, only being Kohanim Chazaka. He has the following fascinating tshuva. He writes as follows. He says, Reisi Lahazkir, I found it appropriate to mention, Be'inyan Mashinoagim Harbe Kohanim Lahach Zera Pidjon. Many Kohanim, he says, have the minhag to give back the money given to them for Pidgin HaBen. They're all five silver dollars. It's not just pennies. What does it cost nowadays? $125 to buy the set, something along those lines. It's a nice sum of money. So there are many Kohanim, says the Yaivitz of Yaakov Emdin, who had the minhag to give back the pidgin. So he says, Nachon hu be'enai, v'tov v'yashar linhog kein tamid. I think that is what they should always do. Now this is interesting because in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Hei, Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says that if the Kohen wants to return the Kesef pigeon, he's allowed to. But the Shulchan Aruch Dafka says, V'lo yehei ha-Kohen ragil lahach silakol. The Kohen should not be accustomed to always giving back the pigeon of Ben money. Why? Shlo lahafsid the Shor Kohanim, shemitoch kach lo yitnu ha-kol, pigeonei b'choreim, elalo. Because if there's one Kohen, it's no, he always gives it back, so he'll get all the business. Everyone will come to him. Why not get a free refund? And then there are Kohanim Anim who might actually use the Chamesh Shlaim, who could use the money, and they're not going to get anything.
So Shulchan Aruch recommends against the Kohen always giving back the pigeon haben money, unless the individual who gave the pigeon is an ani, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yet Rav Yaakov Emden says he thinks that this is an appropriate practice. And he says, V'tov v'yosher linhog hein tamid. And they says, even though Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't be accustomed to doing that because you will attract all the business, says Rav Yaakov Emden, dafka when we're talking about Kohanim who are miyuchasim, who you know are real Kohanim. But Kohanim nowadays, so are only Kohani Chazaka Ba'alma, he says. You don't know for sure they're real Kohanim. So what right do they have to keep the money? They should be dafka give it back. It's not going to undermine the Kiyama Mitzvah. And on the contrary, he says, since they don't know for sure they are Kohanim, so why should they insist on keeping the money? He says, even though, of course, we treat our Kohanim today l'chumra in every which way as if they are our Kohanim, after all, we give our pigeon haben to them, that's because we have no other options. We don't have any other Kohanim who we know to be even more miyuchas than the ones that we already have, in most cases. But to be makil that they should insist on retaining the pigeon haben money, says Rav Yaakov Emden, that they have no right to do, or he recommends they don't do it. He says, you're going to be motzi the mamon ha'af misafik. You're going to insist on holding his money. Maybe I'm a kohen, I'm deserving of it, so I'm going to keep your money. That's not appropriate, he says. Ein kochan yofa lahafki mamon b'ches kosan ha'garua. And then he says, k'machani omer d'midina tzrichan lahachzer. He's on the verge of saying that me'ikar adin, the kohen has to give the money back, because he has no right to keep it, since he's a kohen chazak and not a kohen midin vadai. And he says, l'chol ha'pachos, every kohen should be choshes la'atzmo, lifrosh misafik gezel, shema eino kohen. So writes Rav Yaakov Emden. So he is in favor of the practice of giving back the mamon of the pigeon haben. Very interesting tshuva. And then he writes, and it is known in the name of Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon was known to have been poda himself. He was a bechor, and as he went through life, he would always be poda himself from every kohen that he met. Not every kohen, but from numerous kohanim that he met, because he was always chosh. Maybe I didn't have a real kohen until now, until he got to a kohen miyuchas, I think it was a Rappaport, they say, who belongs to the kohanim family that everyone knows, or miyuchas, real kohanim. Once he was put himself by a Rappaport, then he said, okay, adkan, now I'm confident that I was pulled to myself from a real kohen. So Rav Yaakov Emden writes, he says the same idea. He says, he says he thinks that a Rav, at least, should be pulled to his own son, Mikol Kohanim Shiyuchal Limtso, maybe he'll come up with a Kohen Miyuchas Vadai. And then he adds, bigger Chiddush. At least the last line I just read, the Vilna Gaon was known to have done this. They cite others as well. Roblander cites that the Rugas Habosim also was pulled himself numerous times until he came to a Kohen Miyuchas who had a Misora that he was from a Miyuchastika Kohen family. But Rav Yaakov Emden adds a bigger chiddush. He says, he thinks, that even a bechor who is the son of a bas kohen, or a bechor the son of a bas levi, he says, he thinks even such a bechor should be poed himself misafik. Who says his mother is a real bas kohen? Who says his mother is a real bas levi? Maybe he's chayiv in pidgin ben himself. So this is already even more than the chumrah of the Vilna Gaon. This is even those who were not ever subject to pidgin haben because their mother was a bas kohen bas levi. Maybe they should be part of themselves too, he says. Safik deraisa, he writes. He says, I'll tell me, so if that's the case, let's say I have a bechor whose father's a kohen. A bechor's father's a kohen. So she put himself too. Maybe his father's not a kohen. That's getting even more and more extreme. So everyone's going to put on themselves from everybody because no one knows who they are or who their fathers are. So he says, no, that far we can't go. He says, because if you're going to tell a Ben Cohen that he should be pulled himself, then he'll figure, okay, I can go to the cemetery, I can go to funerals, I might not be a Cohen. That's going to lead to potentially suing. So that far he's not willing to go. But a fascinating chumra that he was seems to be encouraging to even a Ben Bas Kohen or Ben Bas Levi should be poed himself misafik. So one added hara, which also comes back to something we mentioned yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned that as I started with, that the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer writes that he would give his Matnas Kahuna to his brother-in-law who is married to a Bas Kohen. What's the basis for giving Matnas Kahuna to a Bas Kohen? You can't have a Bas Kohen doing Avodah in the Mikdash, obviously. So, Mechates that a Bas Kohen can receive Matnas Kahuna. So, it's based on the Gemara in Chulin, Kufla Amid Aleph, Amid Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way in Simin Samach Aleph Siv Ches. The Gemara says that Ula would give the Matnas Kahuna to a Bas Kohen. What's the reason? Rashi explains, Ula holds that the word Kohen refers also to a Kahenes, Lav Dafka, male, even a female. So Ula would give the Matnas Kahuna to a Bas Kohen. Blessed Ben Yaakov, Dvei Blessed Ben Yaakov, we're of the opinion, says the Gemara in Kuflamed Beis, that the Pasuk in this past week's Parsha says twice the word Kohanim and Kohen, and Miut Achamir is Larabos. That even though Kohen one time implies Dafka Mel Kohen, but you say it twice in a row, Ein Miut Achamir El Larabos, meaning even a Bas Kohen also can be on the receiving end of the Zerah L'Chayim in the Keva. So we mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Akiva Eger was Mesupak. The same way I can give Zerah L'Chayim V'Keva to a Bas Kohen. How about Pidgin HaBen? Can I do the Pidgin HaBen with a Bas Kohen? Does that work also? And he said it's totally in this Machlokas Amaroyim, Ula and Dvei Blessed Ben Yaakov. If V'Nosan L'Kohen implies even a Kohenes like Ula, then the same is true for Pidgin HaBen. Even a Kohenes can be given the Pidgin HaBen. But according to Blessed Ben Yaakov, who says that it's all based on the Mira Chamir L'Rabos, which is found Dafka in the Pasuk of Zerah L'Chayim V'Keva, and that doesn't apply to Pidgin HaBen or other dinim that require a Kohen. So Rabbi Akiva Eger said that on the one hand, Tosfos and Kiddushin seems to hold that you could give Pidgin HaBen money to a Bas Kohen, but the Rambam paskins against, Rosh paskins against, Rashba paskins against, and it seems like the majority opinion is that you cannot give Pidgin HaBen money to a Kohen. But, and here we come full circle, the Gabi this Shaila of, well, every Kohen is manazer as a Kohen Safek, Kohen Chazak, and not a Kohen Vadai. So maybe I should be putting myself time and time again. So once again, Oberlander quotes, maybe if you really want to cover all your bases, give your Pidgin HaBen the first time around to a Kohen who's married to a Bas Kohen. So from two sides, you have yourself covered. You have your money given to a Kohen Chazaka. Okay, maybe it's a real Kohen, maybe not. But his wife is also a Bas Kohen. So Mitzad Tosis, the sheet, I have at least that to be Samachan also. Maybe then you'll be a little safer in terms of your key mitzvah, the rice of Pidgin HaBen. So,